This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Bum, 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 bum. Alice 97.3, good vibes and variety. How about some Disneyland tickets, you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, take the word believe.
I do believe.
Yeah.
Tinkerbell.
Oh.
Yeah.
I was thinking Ted Lasso.
Oh.
Believe. Take the word believe, B-E-L-I-E-V-E, I before E, except after C, and text it to our contest line. 20357. You'll be entered to win a 4-pack of tickets for the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running for the grand prize vacation, including a 4-pack of 3-day, 1-park-per-day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is believe. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. All right, believe. We're going to do code words all day till 6:05. That'll be the last one during Jane's show. Oh, speaking of Jane...
What about Jane?
She was listening to an hour. I don't know when this was. Maybe half an hour ago, we played a Gracie Abrams song, and she texted me because she's always up. She's just up right all the time. She said, "Did you see? It's Jane. Did you see the stories of Nancy Pelosi at Outside Land? She was against the gate at VIP, and she was singing and knew every word to Gracie Abrams."
I saw a story about her, Pelosi, and it was something about how she went and saw Gaga. And said, "This is the most fun I've had," and she can't even say how long. And I thought, okay, good for her.
Way to rock out.
She has every right to go enjoy her life. No question. Absolutely. What is she, 86?
She is old. Yeah. Can you find out, Nancy? Oh, and let's give someone besides Bob a chance to get a point here. Because later today, you guys are going to need him.
All right. Well, I guess it's just Vin.
Just the two of us.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll say she's 82.
I already said 86. 86.
I believe, oh, that is Vinny, 85.
Oh, Vinny gets another point.
Boom.
Just one point. All right, so that's Nancy Pelosi.
And that's, you know what, that I take like great encouragement from that you could get into your, like.
Yeah, and still be going to outside
going to shows
lands.
And doing cool stuff.
A lot
good
of
for
standing
her.
Up, a lot of walking. It's not like sitting at a seat at the symphony, that's for sure.
I saw Conan O'Brien was there too.
Oh.
Oh, that's it. There's a draw. No yeah. question.
Mm.
What Golden fun, Gate Park.
Yeah, fun place to see a show.
Yeah.
All right. This part of the show is brought to you by Third Love. Third Love's Temp Sync Bras and Undies. with patented technology to regulate your body temperature. Get $20 off at third-love.com. Third Love is, I actually was just on their website yesterday. I got some new panties. See how those are.
Do they make any temperature control for men?
No, it's for, no, no, they don't. Mm. No. You know, though, if they do have a men's department, I didn't see it. Okay. I'm going to say no.
How'd you get hot down there?
I don't want to tell anybody what to do, but I often moms, and in this case, it's my kid's mom. Mm-hmm. She neglects herself and doesn't get herself things. And I've like taken up the cause and bought her underwear where mm-hmm. I'm like, you can do this for yourself, but clearly you don't think of it. You put your old skivvies on and then you run into your day and you don't think about it again. Get your partner some skivs. Like she'll be happy.
Yeah. Thirdlove.com. Try there. They have all kinds of cute little, I was like, oh, that's racy.
That's a good
that's
gift.
Cheeky.
Set her up with, you know, half a dozen or a dozen new underwear. Mm. She'll be styling
yeah.
and happy.
On your TV tonight, there's a series called Alien Earth. It's at, it says 8 o'clock on FX, FX on Hulu. This is a spinoff of the Alien movie. So this is more in that universe. If you want more, yes, dear.
What is it called again?
Alien Earth.
I read a review that says this is the best Alien project since the very first movie.
And it's a series too.
It
so
is.
This is, that's fun. So here's the synopsis. When a ship carrying five different alien life forms crashes on Earth, a team of humans who had their consciousness transferred into synthetic bodies. So I guess they're in a remote location. Their consciousness is in some kind of droid. And they're sent aboard to investigate. Looks great. I'll put the trailer up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. There is also, for those of you who love the TMZ specials, which I always like them because they have a gossipy, snarky edge. There's a one-hour special called TMZ Presents The Real Hulk Hogan. That's at 8 o'clock on Fox. So you can watch that. We were just talking.
No,
oh, no.
No, thanks. I'm not that into that guy. Mm. You into him?
Not at all. No. In fact, the best thing he ever did was sleep with Bubba Love Sponge's wife and oh, I feel like I'm stuffed pig.
And that was gross.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was
put your
a Hulkamaniac.
Clothes and get off.
I know you were yeah. saying that. I wrestled in high school, but like wrestled. Not.
I did too, but I also was very much into.
Yeah, a lot of people are into the whole, you know.
He told me to take my vitamins to say my prayers, and I did. Thanks, Hulk.
Hmm. Oh. He had good messages back
yeah.
then.
Yeah,
then,
he
huh?
had some good messages back
all right.
then.
We're just talking about outside lands. These days, people do ride services to get anywhere. You might get off at a bus stop somewhere, walk over, what have you. But at 10:15 at night, as you're leaving the outside lands experience, they have gigantic signs that say, if you're looking for an Uber, here's where it is. Uber, this is the meet point. Lyft, this is the meet point. Waymo, this is the meet point. Well, surprise, they gouged you. A $2 ride, a 2 mile ride. There were no $2 rides.
Right.
Don't mistake it. This year at 10:15 p.m., as the park was clearing out, Waymo had the best prices by far. However, there was a wait time of about 36 minutes.
Well, there are also buses that are working at that mm-hmm. time.
Oh, and which, they're extra packing that.
And they pack them and you don't get that service straight to your car either. So I've taken the buses where it brings you to a spot in downtown. And then if this is close enough for you to walk and you feel comfortable, jump out and go for it.
Right.
But I think a lot of people do feel like, I'll take that. I'll spend whatever I have to get to my door service.
Right. A 2 mile ride from the park to Dolores Park. So from Golden Gate Park
right.
to Dolores Park, 2 miles. It was, wow, Lyft is just being mean here. It was almost $100, $95 for a Lyft.
Well, you don't have to take
two
them.
Miles, that's true. And it is 2 miles. You've been walking all day, though. You're like, I cannot do 2 miles more. It was about $70 for an Uber. And it was about $55 for a Waymo. Wait for them, though.
If that's your kid, you'd be like, yeah, I'm paying for you to safely get to your car. So yes, go ahead and do that.
Right.
You would.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
It's your wife. Yeah. You'd go, yes, yeah, spend money.
Get in a car. Heading to Union Square was about the same. Bernal Heights ticked up into triple digits. Lyft was $113. This is from Golden Gate Park to Bernal Heights. About $58 for Waymo. Uber just falls in the middle, about $85. And if you wanted to cross the bridge to Oakland, they basically say it's like buying an airline ticket.
$1 million.
It was about $150 for Uber and about $180 for Lyft.
You know, if you can, and I'm not trying to say people aren't on a budget and find themselves wanting to go to a show, but in the end, you will spend a lot of money at Outside Lands, not just the ticket to get into the show, but now I got a t-shirt and a poster and some new socks and a ball cap, and I got to carry all this stuff out of here, and I need, you spend it. Yeah. And I had a $40 corn dog because they used cornflakes instead of, you know, or whatever.
Right. Or just because they wanted to charge me $40
because I was starving.
Right. Exactly. I mean, you've got to come in there. I'm sure that they will take phone payments and stuff, but that's another thing. You got to make sure your phone is charged. There's just a lot that goes into a day like that, especially an all day thing like that, because the people who want to, sometimes people just go, I'm going to get there around this time because I know the band that I want to see is going on around this, and then they're split after that. But there are other people who are there just for the full experience and the whole, like, you know, let's get filthy, let's get dirty. And I mean that in the actual dirt on you way. But there are plenty of places you can walk off to. It is Golden Gate Park, after all.
Mm-hmm.
Don't walk through the woods unless you're perfectly comfortable with stumbling on something you may not be able to unsee. Anyway, just so you know, surge pricing, as real as it gets when it comes to, you know, hundreds of people lined up at each place waiting to get a lift out of there. And Waymo won't even cross the bridge. So that wasn't even an option if you wanted to leave San Francisco.
Let me ask you a quick question.
Sure.
About Waymo, because I saw this leaving the city one day. There's, you know how here in the city, this often, it's not until you get close, unless this is your regular drive, that you find out my lane just ended unless I want to go right. You know, you really got to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a right turn and a straight lane, and the Waymo found itself in the straight lane but needed to go right. So it had its blinker on and was trying to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And no one would let it in. And I thought, I wonder, is that just...
Because they know they're not offending anyone except the person in the back
seat. There's no one in the car asking to get in. So this Waymo sat there while everyone bumpered to, like, just...
So he's holding up all the straight. He's like, I gotta tell you, it has to take a right.
It is trying to get over and no one is letting it in. They have all gone bumper to bumper to C block the thing.
Mm.
And I thought, that is so dumb. They're holding up everyone else because they don't want to let a mechanical or AI car in. Would you let that car in?
I guess it would depend on how fast I was traveling. If I was just sitting there, I'd probably let it in.
You letting that car in?
Yeah, I'm a guy that lets cars in. I'm a
even
big fan
a car
of that.
That's just a car and not a human.
Yeah. Why not? If somebody's in the car, you know, they're trying to get somewhere.
Unless it has offended you in some obscure manner, then you wouldn't let it in.
I mean, if it's posting about wanting a drummer or something, no.
Right. You letting that car in?
Yeah, but I'm biased. They're so cute. They're just little guys learning how to
drive. I finally saw one of those ones that looks like a little weird bus bot. I'd only seen the white Jaguar ones, I guess. And I was like, that is the cutest little, like, play. It looks like an Animal Crackers box. I'm like, oh, that's adorable. I love it. In case you're wondering, we know about Taylor. And we talked about her at 6. We will be revisiting that. We have more audio for you. We have all kinds of stuff. But the deal is, the rumor is that tomorrow, the 13th, Taylor will be breaking big news, Or she'll just be a regular guest on her boyfriend's podcast.
I mean, is it still big news since she already posted it on her website?
It's huge news. She's going to talk about it. She's going to have thoughts and feelings. We're going to get to hear from her. She's going to be giggling with her boyfriend. He might propose. They're actually taking bets in Vegas as to whether he'll propose on the podcast, which he definitely won't bet against it.
Right? I wouldn't think so. I feel like that's... But I always have felt like a proposal should be... For me, it feels like it should be a private thing.
It should be between
the two.
It's not
a show.
Right.
It's not for... like entertainment value. Yeah. It's the thing you do with someone that you've gotten to that point with.
Yeah.
Between you two.
Yeah. We're of a different era. These days it's let's get this out in front of as many people as we possibly can. We're looking for our viral moment here. You're going to have to propose again. That wasn't good enough.
You said it the other day, this guy drops his bride into the pool and you're like, I believe they did that to get likes. And I was sitting there thinking that guy ruined this chick's day.
Yeah.
Ladies' or day. Sorry, woman's like, day.
Or she was fully on board.
She went like this.
Okay, ready.
Yeah, you must be right.
I'm not right. I think that was Bob postulated the theory.
I hope that it was staged.
Because I'd be so mad if it wasn't.
Well,
right?
You've gotten your hair done. You've done your makeup in a way.
You're wearing a $2,000 dress.
I feel like you're not signing up for the dropped in the pool thing unless you already have a presence online.
You know what's even worse these days is it could be AI.
It's not even real?
It could. I think it was real, but you have to question everything. I got fooled by these bunnies jumping on a trampoline the other day. And now it's a whole spin-off joke on the internet. They have like dolphins jumping on the trampoline.
Oh,
an octopus.
An octopus. I got to see that. That's
I'll show
fun.
It to you.
Is it over?
Yeah.
Probably.
It is.
What do you know?
That it's over.
Oh.
I mean, once they start speculating, is it over? Then you know it's been over.
Generally speaking, it's over. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It looks like Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner may both be back on the market. I know.
Looking like they were inseparable.
They really did look cute. They've been dating for a couple of years, actually. It was on the down low for a bit. Her birthday just went by though, and he was nowhere to be found. And on her birthday, he posted like a Muhammad Ali knockout punch kind of thing. Like that guy's down for the count. And then she started posting sad breakup songs. And she's like, no, really listen to this one, you guys, with like crying face emoji. So these are the clues.
So he dumped her?
I don't know.
Someone punching out another person.
Yeah.
And then she posts a bunch of breakup songs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what the punch out is for. Is that he wants to punch a woman?
She broke up with him. He got knocked out. Or he punched her out and she's out.
I don't get it.
I don't either. They've been dating since 2023. They have made a pretty good effort to keep their relationship on. I mean, they've been out in public a few times. It's not unknown that they're together, but they've actually been kind of quiet about it. But I guess, of course, the internet sleuths are all over this.
So what's the story?
That's it. That she posted that they weren't together on her birthday. She's posting breakup songs with crying emojis. Let's see. Kylie has since posted Instagram stories showing she's been listening to breakup anthems, including Jeff Buckley's Lover, You Should Have Come Over, and somebody named Labi Safre.
Who?
Labi, L-A-B-I, Labi. Listen, Jane will know. A song called Crying, Laughing, Loving, Lying.
Jane knows Labi?
I don't know. She probably does. But they are saying Timothée was noticeably absent from her 28th birthday party. She had a big, big lavish party over the weekend.
Maybe she took a stand. Happens. There you are cruising. Everything seems fine. And someone has an idea in their head that, shouldn't we be more than this by now? Shouldn't we?
Yeah, I don't.
I've had that one happen.
Like, where is my ring?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, maybe she gave him an ultimatum.
How many years do you need to date me before you're ready to marry me? I don't know. Things seem to be going pretty good, don't you?
Some people say, could be nothing. She's still following him. That does mean stuff.
Oh.
He also could just be filming.
He could. Well, he is actually filming Dune, apparently, right now. I guess Dune 3.
Yep. And another movie I saw a poster for this morning where he's going to play a ping pong player.
Oh. That seems
good
right
luck
up his alley.
To you, Hollywood, making ping pong exciting.
I love ping pong. You don't love ping pong?
To watching ping pong?
Oh, I don't know about watching it. Well, I mean, I've watched it when kind you're around a table with other people and you're waiting your turn. You watch. Mm. But
well,
no.
Well, if someone's really going at it, it can be fun. Let me tell you this, though. Most people aren't really going at it.
I'm going to tell you a story real quick, Bob. One time, there was this TV show about playing chess, and I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever freaking heard of. A TV show about chess. Mm. No. And then I watched it and loved it.
Yeah.
And she's a huge star now.
Well,
we're talking about The Queen's Gambit with Anya Taylor-Joy.
It's good, right?
So good. I actually say something about that.
Okay.
I too watched The Queen's Gambit in April of 2020 and thought it was a revelation. But I rewatched it like late last year, and it has some flaws in the flow and the story. I don't think that if it came out in a normal time, it would have been.
So you say it's pandemic related.
It was definitely pandemic.
There were definitely waves of shows we all watched. Tiger King.
I was sickened by Tiger King. I mean, I was really like, are you kidding me? We're watching these meth heads run a tiger breeding farm that.
It was beautiful.
It wasn't beautiful.
And there's a lady that gets her arm bit off and she's just like.
Well, I'm an idiot. I shouldn't have stuck my arm in its mouth.
What?
Like, no. And then the one guy who makes the ultimate move. Like, that was part of it.
I don't know which movie.
Guy killed himself.
Oh, right.
Horrible.
I stopped watching it, so I don't know how that ended. TV show ended.
Really badly. Like, really, when it went so dark. Second season of it was just ridiculous.
There's the competitive breeder, the guy that was like, what's sexier than a tiger? I don't know. Like a human being, maybe?
Yeah.
You weirdo?
Antler or something? Was that a staggler?
I don't
know. You know, there were a bunch of just characters in that that you're like, what an underbelly we're getting.
All these people need to brought up, like, charge them with anything.
Please,
get them off the streets.
Put them all away.
Yuck.
No more of them. Anyway, how do we get here? It looks like Timothée Chalamet and Kylie Jenner may or may not have broken up. You decide. I'm sure once there's a little smoke, we'll hear more. And I'm going to end with this just really quickly. NBC is airing a Downton Abbey primetime special next month to celebrate the release of the final film, the grand finale.
What?
I know. I put the trailer for the special up. The actual movie is sometime in September. But this is, let's see. Downton Abbey, the grand finale, hitting theaters September 12th. And beginning September 1st, you can catch up on all six seasons of Downton Abbey, as well as the first two films on Peacock. And then this special is actually coming out before that. I know, very exciting. It looks like it's September 10th, a couple days before the movie hits theaters. It's a big deal. And I put the trailer up for you on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. Vinny, what is coming up in the news?
Middle children of the world.
Oh, gee.
Gather around the radio for the news after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Bob's Movie Club. 6 a.m. Thursday. Only 48 hours, less than 48 hours from now. Join Sarah and Vinny for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is The Royal Tenenbaums. Did you watch it yet?
I have not.
Uh-oh.
I'm watching Wednesday like a fiend, but I will get that done tonight then.
Yeah. Have you seen it before?
I have seen it before, but it's been a while. And if you said, what is this about? I would say, the Tenenbaums.
It is about the Tenenbaums. That is true.
The end. That's all I got.
Yeah. Even after having just seen it again, probably for the third time, I definitely am like, what is that movie about? Is it about love? Is it about weird artwork? Is it about just being hypnotized?
It's about family ties.
Okay, well, I'll definitely get that done. I need to pace myself with Wednesday anyway.
Get yourself caught up on The Royal Tenenbaums and join us on Thursday, 6 o'clock in the morning. Be ready to let us know what you think of The Royal Tenenbaums on Bob's Movie Club.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carrington College.
Oh, Maddie.
Join Maddie.
Yeah.
And the Alice 97.3 crew at the upcoming Carrington College open house. They'll be at the Pleasant Hill campus at 380 Civic Drive from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. this Thursday. That is not tomorrow.
No.
the next day.
Tomorrow. Yep, it's true.
That's Thursday with games, prizes, ticket giveaways, and more. Join Maddie and the Alice 97.3 crew at Carrington College this Thursday.
All right, will you be wearing a shirt or are you going full thirst trap? I mean, it's going to be hot out. It's nice. And Pleasant Hill is going to be very warm there.
I will be wearing a shirt.
Like a tank top or?
Sure.
Okay, great.
I looked
in short shorts.
I just opened up Instagram. I'm not seeing the thirst trap.
Yeah, we were all waiting for the thirst trap.
Did you post that yet?
No, I have not.
Oh.
Okay.
Maybe Bob could take one for you and then we could post it right on up.
I'll take one.
You could be like reclining.
What? Bob is really good at this stuff.
Yeah, she's great at it. She knows how to hashtag things and put words on.
And I'm sure she knows what'll be a best look for you.
Yeah. Yes.
She doesn't want to do it either.
Spread your legs a little more, Maddie. There you go.
Are we talking about his thirst trap?
Yeah.
I'm not helping with that.
Oh boy. Mm.
That's outside of my job description, thankfully.
I don't know what happened in there.
I know. Bob was like, I'm like, what is happening?
Well,
What is Maddie doing in there? What are you doing in there, Maddie?
Hitting the streets this Thursday. Check him out at Carrington College.
I'll be weird for you there.
I wanted to mention this real quick. I meant to mention it yesterday, actually. I went to a Golden State Valkyries game a couple weeks ago while we were on vacation.
Yeah.
And me and my wife had the best time. As of today, there's less than 1 month until the playoffs.
Oh.
So you have a chance still to go to a game, and the playoffs are around the corner. So that's all I wanted to mention, really, though, is that the WNBA playoffs begin, or the last game of the season, I should say, is September 11th. And the playoffs begin on September 14th for the WNBA. Go Valkyries.
Go Valkyries. Are they in the running for the playoffs? Like, how many teams make it in?
I don't know enough about it at this point. What I do see is the playoffs are featuring a best of three series in the first round, best of five in the semifinals, and best of seven for the WNBA finals. Mm. But I have not followed the WNBA, you know, with any real, until we got a team here locally.
Right.
Now I'm into it.
All right.
So they're in contention for the playoffs. So they need to win and win out. But I
would love to hear how that goes.
If you go to a game, you will have fun. Like, I can tell you that we went and had a blast. So check them out. The Valkyries. 1 month left before the playoffs. It's good. And Chase is so fun. Mm. I love the whole vibe, the whole energy around the place, and the open spot out front where the people gather. It's wonderful. Okay. Here's a story for you. Happy Middle Child Day.
Today is Middle Child Day?
Today is Middle Child Day.
You're like a youngest child, right, Maddie?
I have a little sister, but I didn't grow up with her. But yeah, so yeah.
You're sort of a middle child.
Kind of, but I grew up.
Mm. Vinny and I are both oldest children. Mm-hmm. What are you, Bob?
Youngest.
Oh, the baby.
We're the babies.
A recent poll found a third of us are a middle child or somewhere in the middle. 30% are oldest, 32% are middle, 26% are youngest, and 12% are an only child.
Oh, only 12%.
They say here that a new poll found 1 in 4 people are estranged from at least one brother or sister.
1 in 4.
1 in 4.
Wow. I am.
I technically have a half sister who I have never speak to.
Oh, are you? Would you say you're estranged, or you just don't have occasion?
What is estranged? It has a negative connotation.
It does. Yeah, like you. Yes.
Okay,
I think estranged means we have a strained relationship.
We don't really have much of a relationship at all.
And it's because you don't like her with the white hot passion of a thousand suns?
She's a lot older. She's like your guys' age.
Oh my God, she's so old. That's right, you're her old dad, right?
I said she was older. I didn't say she was old.
No, we heard you. She's dusty.
Yeah, crusty, musty.
Gross.
She's a kid in college.
Oh.
Oh, okay, there you go.
So she's older.
I have an estranged brother, though. He cut me off. Like,
he
cut you off?
Yeah. He doesn't talk to me anymore.
What did you do to your brother?
I think, there was definitely, he's a little on the crazy side a little bit. Very into conspiracy theories.
Oh.
He lives in that world. and I live in the opposite world.
So you said, Bigfoot's not real, brah. And he was like, that's it.
Oh, he believes in Bigfoot oh my gosh, yeah. Bigfoot, aliens, all that. Yeah, you name a conspiracy, he's probably down with it. So yeah, we just don't talk anymore. I've tried. I've reached out to him and everything, and he went through some similar troubles and went to the same group I go to, and I'm like, hey, you know, let's talk about it. Nope, won't talk to me.
Mm. Wow.
I don't think he's gotten to
the amends
step.
That's number 7.
Or he just, I don't count. I don't get one.
Well, happy Middle Child Day, everyone. 1 in 4 Americans are estranged from their siblings. They say here, personality conflicts, like you just don't vibe. I don't have a lot in common with my middle brother.
Right.
We look alike. We talk alike. We're both loud. I mean, we're
handsome.
I assume you mean both of us when you say that. Thank you. Yeah, that's a nice compliment.
Yep.
Not just for my brother, Jan.
Oh, he's so good looking.
Okay. Anyway, but but he is a grease monkey. He is a guy who will spend an entire day, an entire weekend in the garage working on cars.
Or in his house working on his internal combustion engine.
Whatever. He's into
it. In the living room.
And I respect that, but I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I never.
But he's a good uncle.
I never work on cars. In fact, I bitch about having to drive them to the place where they have to be fixed. Mm.
You should just be like, "Hey, come over to my house. I got a car for you to work on."
He absolutely has come over and said, "What can I do to help you guys?" And we've gone. And Christina goes, "Can you hang these lights? And can you do that? And can you?" And he does it all.
Oh,
loves it.
That's great.
Loves it.
That person. They come over, and my dad used to do that all the time. He'd come over, and him and John would just get to work.
Are people who are happiest when in service of others, and that's him.
That's his love language.
He loves it. So, that's cool. But we don't like.
You love him, but
I love him.
You don't have a ton in common.
I wouldn't go work in the garage, and he wouldn't come down to the beach and try and surf. He just wouldn't. Mm. Not the ocean. It's cold.
Are there any engines?
Sharky?
Outboard motors. I mean,
seaweed?
Can we go hang out by the boats at least?
No.
Something with motors?
How about a light beer and my garage? Okay, have a good one. That's him. I'm the other guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Lies and betrayal. That's another reason that you are estranged from your siblings. So personality conflicts. Lies and betrayal, they were dishonest or didn't have your back. Something went down and
so you're estranged.
There's no forgiving right. that unless mm-hmm. they, I don't know, maybe sometimes you just need to say, I'm really sorry about what I did.
Right.
You said sorry to your brother?
I've sent him many DMs and said, what's going on? You know, did I do something?
Oh.
And then.
Oh, you didn't even know what.
No. And I reached out to his wife even and said, hey, you know, what's going on? Why would he talk to me? And she's like, I can't get into the middle of this. And I'm just like, I still have no idea.
Where does he live?
He's back in West Virginia.
Oh, so you could have gone to see him in person and ask him face to face, but you just don't want to.
I think he also is a little jealous because he grew up with me. And then I found my Italian family and my other brothers. And like, we're so much in common. Like, it's weird. Genetics are crazy. Like, we're all
abandoned.
Very alike. I don't know. I mean, but he's never been one to keep in touch either. So, I mean, I've tried at least. You know, I've reached out.
Wow.
That's all I can do. Sad. I mean, this guy kind of raised me because my mom was always off working or doing other stuff, leaving us alone at the house.
Or taking you to the bar.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm over it.
Doesn't sound like you are.
I don't know if it's just the Bay Area. I want to believe it's not. But that type of parenting can't be pulled off anymore. There's too many people watching who would say, you can't leave those kids alone like that, or you can't
leave that kid with his first grade teacher because she has designs on him.
I feel like there's enough pressure on just like being like participating in the school and the kids and the other parents. You find yourself
a lot of pressure.
There's pressure. You realize, oh, everybody's got a very strong parenting game. Mm. I don't want to be the one that's like, nah, I let them do whatever they want.
Another volunteer sign-up sheet.
Fires in the house. I did all kinds of crazy stuff.
Mm.
Other reasons that people are estranged from their siblings. Manipulative behavior like guilt tripping you or playing the victim. Conflict with other family members. Maybe you've broken off into two rival groups.
It happens.
And conflicting values or lifestyles, and politics play a huge role in that.
Yeah.
And I know you've dealt with that.
I have a very tough time with my family and the whole MAGA thing. It's like, could you guys just like set that down? I'm here for a nice visit. Or just go in the other room and talk about it.
It's become very strange how much like there's the entertainment purpose of that sort of newsy living, but then it does become very passionate because that's what someone believes.
Well, and they've been whipped into a frenzy.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, happy middle child day. And happy middle child day to my brother Jan/Keith. He's the middle brother in our family.
Good looking.
You know, you say that.
You need a ride to the restroom?
I am probably going to need a ride to the restroom, yes.
Yeah, you didn't tell me
right after this break.
I don't want to go out grazing somewhere.
Is that you need to be?
I just want to, you know, I want to be
tied to a doorknob.
Sure, tied to a doorknob while you use the restroom, and I'll piggyback you back. I mean, if, you know, if I'm your ride, I'm your ride.
All right. No, I like it.
All right.
I'm glad you've really embraced this. It was truly the dumbest thing to fly out of my mouth in the moment, but
it makes perfect sense.
By the way, Vinny asked Sarah this morning if she would give him piggyback rides.
Well, what did she ask me? She asked me some question, or what were you? You brought up something.
Well, I said, I have a question for you. And you said, I have a question for you. And I said, why don't you go first? And then you asked me for a piggyback. And I'm like, I absolutely will do that. And then we got on to whether or not it was okay for Alameda Peeps.
Oh, yes, that was it.
Facebook group. If someone on there, a bass player, is looking for a drummer to jam with, and Maddie's like upset about it. It's like he's looking for other musicians.
I'm editing the clip right now so everyone can weigh in on social media.
Oh, fantastic.
Alice Instagram.
When is it going to be up, you think?
Hey.
Some point.
Can't rush
genius. I'm asking. She just promoted it.
In like 10 minutes.
Oh, great.
I'll post it right away.
Follow the Alice973 Instagram. And all our links are there. You can follow Bob on the Waves. I saw your thing with your mom.
It's nice, isn't
really, it? Really, really cute. They both went to Freaky Friday. Her mom's in Philly and she's here. And they both went to Freakier Friday and then met up. But you're just adorable. Like, she's walking through the whole movie theater and sitting in her seat.
It's really fun. Cute. She's good at the, no surprise, she's of the age where that she would be good at it. And she's great at it. And I did see Mrs. Bob and was like, oh, there's her mommy.
I know. And honestly, Bob, it's not that first. You guys look exactly the same, but there's definitely like a family resemblance. I'm like, so cute.
How do you feel when you're carded at a store when purchasing something you're legally required to be a certain age to buy? Most people feel neutral. How do you feel?
I feel pandered to. Look at me. Come on. I'm obviously, unless they just want to see my ID just to make sure, like, I don't know. Like, whatever other, like, if they're really trying to act like they need to know how old I am. Okay, here you go. Now you can know my age.
So you sound mad about it.
Well, it's annoying.
It's annoying.
I have to dig through all my crap for my ID now. I only have my phone.
Wow. 10% of people say they love it. Card me.
Oh.
I
those
like
people,
it.
Those are people in their late 20s. They're like, oh, yeah, I still look so young.
But you're saying it's an insult to you. You have gray hair, for God's sakes.
I feel like they're just, I don't know. It's almost like, first of all, that has my address on it. I don't know you. It's got my address, got my date of birth. Like, there's a lot of info on your license. I don't know. Maybe they're taking pictures with their camera. I don't know what kind of stalker that person is. Really? You need that ID? Wow. Come on. I don't know.
That's insane.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it just like safe? Safety first.
It's wrong.
Like, stop it. Get out of my stuff.
Your address is on there and that's a concern for you. Okay.
It's not a concern for you? Who knows?
I never buy booze. Mm. And when I have, I actually told you, in fact, it was my brother who was doing chores around my house and he's a light beer from Miller guy. Give me a 12er of light. Okay. You're going to put up the lights and do this other thing?
Thanks for buying something I would never drink.
Yeah, well, I didn't think much of it. And then I've maybe bought the missus a bottle of wine, like somewhere along, but no one's carded me.
Right.
I don't ever deal with that.
Well, there's other stuff. Like nowadays, if you have like I get my things I'm addicted to delivered to my house and they have to take a photo of your ID. And it always bums me out. I'm like, ugh.
Coke dealers?
No.
The
vape we'll things.
Easy. Oh.
Yeah. Because I get them delivered. It's so funny. I'm just like jonesing yesterday, you know, my first day without vaping.
You're totally back on it, aren't you?
And I go on to this little, it's a little delivery service. And I'm telling you, 12 minutes later, the dude pulls into my, I'm like, oh, how you doing? And I bring out my ID because I got to show it to him. He takes pictures of it. They scan everything. I'm like, oh my God.
They deliver that stuff to you that fast?
Like minutes.
What is there, like a vape warehouse nearby?
It's a BevMo company. It's like a GoPuff. or something.
Yeah, GoPuff.
I know I wasn't going to promote them, but maybe
you use
Lindsay.
Them too.
I have.
Yeah. So I go on there and I see if they've got what I need, and a lot of times they don't because they sell. I think it's a big seller. And then 12 minutes later, that dude pulled into my street. I'm like, all right.
Wow. I mean, that's like, I would have expected if you started to trip, you'd just have to go to wherever.
You'd think. And that's part of the problem. If I had to go somewhere, I might just go, Sarah. I might talk myself out of it.
Right. Don't do it. Don't get in the car. Stay here.
Right.
You're
Why
safe.
Would you do something else? Go yeah. get dirty out back. In the ground with gardening.
Maybe this will help you. Maybe you could try this.
All right.
Adults using pacifiers has become a bizarre global trend.
Really?
I don't know how you feel if you looked into the room across from us over here, where the producer's studio. And Maddie's got a pink binky in his mouth. Are you going to have trouble taking him seriously? Or are you going to say, there's a guy who's trying to quit vaping. Good for him.
I don't know. Truthfully, I feel like the people who are using pacifiers are also the people who go to the lady's house who's going to change their DID.
No,
like, I feel like that's a fetishy. That feels fetishy to
no,
me.
No, I have a.
Adults don't get a binky.
I chew on pens and I'm always. I don't
that's
know. I've
different.
Just always got
that yeah, is a totally different thing from having a binky in your mouth. Like that is. If you're doing that, immediately throw that out the window. I don't care that it's littering. Get rid of that thing.
Weirdly,
Stop
this
it.
Started in China. Adult pacifiers. It's a thing.
Mm.
Now, I could actually see that you might do that to stop vaping or something else. But for any other reason, I can't get behind it at all. Like we had to get our kids grew up with those and we had to rip them from them
mm-hmm.
and say, you can't do this anymore.
Right.
I guess ridiculous.
Yeah.
You can talk now.
You don't need that.
No more binky for you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you going to do that? Is that a legitimate possibility for quitting vaping?
Yes, I'm definitely going to do it.
What do we call it? A choopy. That's what choopy. We call it.
We call it a binky, yeah. I'm not going to do that. That just feels like, I mean, listen, and I'll go to all kinds of lengths for stuff, but that just feels like, what are you doing? Get that thing. Get that out of your mouth. Get it.
You get a slap, a grown-up slap across the face. Okay. Yeah. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Pickles. But not just any pickles. Giant celebrity pickles.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.